This is the Composer's Datebook for March 5th. I'm John Zek. The Russian city of Kubyshev on the Volga River east of Moscow might seem an unlikely site for an important symphonic premiere. But from 1941 to 43, Kubyshev was the temporary capital of the Soviet Union. As German and Finnish troops advanced from the west, the Russian government and its cultural institutions moved east. Among the refugees relocated to Kubyshev were the Bolshoi Theater Orchestra from Moscow and the composer Dmitri Shostakovich from Leningrad. And so, on today's date in 1942, that unlikely city was the venue for the world premiere of Shostakovich's Symphony No. 7, subtitled Leningrad. In 1942, the Soviet Union was America's ally in the war against Hitler, and Shostakovich's new symphony was enlisted as a major propaganda tool. A microfilm copy of the new score was flown from Kubyshev to Tehran, then transported by car through Iran, Iraq, Jordan, and Palestine to Cairo, then flown to Brazil for transfer by the U.S. Navy to New York. The American premiere was given on July 19, 1942, by the NBC Symphony under Arturo Toscanini. Less than a month later, on August 9, 1942, the Leningrad Symphony was even performed in the besieged and starving city of Leningrad. The few musicians still capable of performing were given extra rations to keep up their strength, and to ensure a measure of quiet during their performance, a Russian artillery commander ordered an intensive artillery bombardment on the enemy troops surrounding the city. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.